because a lot of, if you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they had the right roof on it. And anyway, since I took office, FEMA's provided Texas a loan because a lot of, if you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they had the right roof on it.
It's an unmanned vehicle versus energy, and energy wins. It's called directed energy, and the device delivering the focused firepower is Boeing's compact laser weapon system. The key to Boeing's compact laser weapon system is to focus energy on a spot small enough to heat up and damage a target.
Think of it like a welding torch being put on target, but from many hundreds of meters away.
The compact laser recently demonstrated its pinpointed precision in an exercise in Point Magoo, California. The system disabled an unmanned aerial vehicle at a tactical range. This is a look at the laser at work in real time. The focused laser takes down the UAV in seconds.
Once we turned the laser on, it was about 15 seconds until the drone was clearly disabled.
During previous tests in rugged terrain, the compact laser tracked and lased a tethered UAV. Watch the silent, invisible laser suddenly ignite the vehicle.
If you were on the receiving end of laser energy, you would have no idea where it was coming from or what was even happening.
It's made up of four parts: a water-cooled chiller, battery power supply, a fiber laser, and an upgraded beam director. The redesigned beam director helped the system shed unwanted pounds.
First prototype to this system, we shed about 40% of our weight, which basically means that we can move it easier, and also the motors are capable of driving the system faster.
The compact laser system has a 2-kilowatt laser, and much like its bigger cousin, the High Energy Laser Mobile Demonstrator, or HELMD, one person can operate both systems. And like the name implies, the compact laser system touts portability.
It's four boxes with very simple interconnects.
While lasers have long been the staple of science fiction, the technology is on the brink of becoming battlefield ready.
They're able to engage targets. Boeing has an edge in this since we've been working lasers for tens of years.
So years ago, we pointed out that directed energy was what was causing all these fires in neighborhoods that were absolutely decimating the homes, but were leaving the trees and everything else completely intact. No big deal. Well, yeah, this was just caught in Texas the other day. Remember the part of Texas that's on fire? Yeah. Directed energy's been around for a long, long time. And this is so bad that they even had to address it. 3 hours ago, green laser spotted in Texas after recent wildfires? Video surface. And this is by Microsoft. And they just got on this. So, green lasers have been spotted again in the black sky. Or so is being claimed by people in Texas. Because what you're seeing, that's a claim. That's claimed by crazy people. That's not real, what you're seeing right there. Nothing to see here, folks. That's totally fake. That's not real. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? This is incredible. They're doing this big time right out in the open, and they don't even care about it. And let me remind you something else that Boeing came up with that I told you about years ago. And that would be their electromagnetic pulse weapon. Remember this? I put this video up in 2025. I have no idea where it is, but it is what it is. But for the last few years, the creative minds have been seemingly outpaced by reality. Long story short, this Boeing missile, which is almost identical to the things that look like airplanes that flew into the World Trade Centers on 9/11, yeah, this thing now has a payload where it can literally EMP this building and leave this one alone. And that's exactly what's coming. And I got to tell you, man, I can't believe how often I have to pull over and stop. Remember I said I was going to stop making videos because there was no point? Well, I didn't see all this coming out. I mean, this is just all coming out in an absolute flood of information. This is crazy. And I got to tell you guys, I got to say this, and I don't want to scare you. Hit your knees, accept Jesus Christ, understand that God is in control, and understand that this is happening. And from what I can see, there's no way to stop it because everyone's on board. And everyone that could actually help us is caught in the matrix. So, so bad where They think that things like this are just the new normal. Check this out. So yeah, I saved this article, but it's gone. Oklahoma school had children licking whipped cream off the feet of adults. Do you know how disgusting, unnormal, and pedophilic this is? I don't even want to have this. I have children licking toes saved on my computer, and I wish I didn't, and I'm going to destroy it after this. But we are in the end game here. Good is evil, evil is good, black is white, up is down. This is insanity, and they're defending it, just like they're defending everything else. This is insane. I can't believe we live here right now, but we do. Because we're in the same timeline where I told you years ago, once the gay drag people started reading Storytime Hour, Drag Queen Story Hour, I told you this would come to this. They're trying to, Democratic senator is calling pedophiles are minor attracted people, and it's good for them to have child sex dolls that they can use. And they exist. This is real.
He's completely unfamiliar with child sex dolls. So I had, of course, to Google it last night. I was a little scared to put it in my search engine, but I did. And apparently there is research on the subject. Not much. But there are what they call MAPs, minor attracted persons. And the limited amount of research that's done on these dolls, guys, suggests that they actually, for people who are attracted to minors.
Okay, I'll leave a link, but I can't even listen to this. That's a senator telling them, oh, people attracted to minors, they're MAPs. No, they are abominations. They are pedophiles, and they need to be killed. They can't be fixed. They're broken people. You know what? When you manufacture 100 things and then put it together wrong, that's what happened. Somebody had a child, raised them wrong, and they grew up to want to have sex with other children, and they're absolutely everywhere. I told you this day would come, and here it is. And they even make, for $2,800, they make a dog that these same people can have sex with. It has all the openings. It's a dog sex doll, because that is a thing. This is insanity. We're living in an insane world, and this is coming off the rails right here. April, they're going to set it off. There isn't going to be a Trump. There isn't going to be a selection. Trump couldn't save us anyway. Trump isn't one of them. He's not one of us. He's one of them. I've already proven that. But there isn't going to be an election. They're going to cause an event. And I got a funny feeling that this bad boy is going to have something to do with it, because they can take out, they can tactically take out all the electricity, and the 5G will remain up, and that is their communication. 5G is multifaceted. That's their communication and electricity. That's why they have microwave technology on the ground now. Do you see what I'm saying? And meanwhile, everywhere you look, more immigrants are showing up, killing people, raping people, doing things wrong. This is Edward Johnson, an illegal who likes to go to hospitals and severely beat the female nurses and doctors. He's been arrested 65 times, but New York judges always let him go because female health workers say they're afraid of his impending return. 65 times. He's an illegal. Your government doesn't. This is the plan. This is the plan. They're going to cause so much problems that we're going to have war. There's no two ways around it. They're doing this on purpose. This isn't an accident. Media blackout on 67 plus prominent Muslims in Minnesota arrested in biggest U.S. pandemic era fraud scheme. And nobody's hearing about it. You're not hearing one single word about it whatsoever at all. This is happening absolutely everywhere, people. So I had to make a video. I'm making one more based on what KJ Osborne just did. And this is amazing. We're almost halfway there. I'll tell you what, for the biggest couple of donations, if you're in the United States, I'll actually come by your building, your house, and thank you personally, because I really appreciate it. This is pretty amazing. But I kind of got to get to that goal, if possible, because 15 of this is going straight to other subscribers that need it. And when I give it to them, if they're cool with it, I'll videotape it, obviously. Try not to do that ever, whatsoever at all. And it's funny, because of all the YouTubers I've helped, I haven't seen their names on the list. And if people are messaging me or emailing me, I'll get to you, but I'm mobile. I'm mobile and half of my gear is gone, so it's kind of hard to make videos and return videos, etc. But at any rate, I'll leave links in this, and you guys absolutely rule. This is happening. This is literally happening. It's not coming. It's done. It's just a matter of them flicking the switch. They gave us the eclipse as the flip switch, but it could happen any minute. We didn't see 9/11 come in, and they showed us 15 ways from Sunday they were going to pull 9/11, and we didn't understand it until after the fact. Do you see what I'm saying? At any rate, Richie from Boston, you guys rule. Don't be afraid. Just do not let them take you, ever. I'm out.